שלום חברים, אנחנו מתחילים את ההכנה לשיעור הבוקר שלנו.
Well, friends, we're starting the preparation to the morning lesson. Preparation was prepared by the groups in Europe. So please, we're going to the Hungary group, the Bulgaria group.
Hungary, לא שומעים.
Дорогие друзья.
Bulgaria.
Dear friends.
Дорогие друзья, я все еще очень впечатлен встречами по подготовке к этому уроку. Я верю, что это также добавляет к сильному старту, который мы вместе с...
Dear friends, I'm really inspired by the meeting we had, by the preparation we did together for the morning lesson. Let's add our yearning, care for one another, as 110. Let's thank the Upper One and convey through us the light that operates on the whole world, so we will all grow stronger with the power of the group, so we can attain it together. L'chaim le'baruch.
Good morning, friends. First of all, we had a very strong preparation with the Bulgarian friends and the organizers from the UK, so thank you for your connection. I'm going to read a combined inspiration from the Hungarian 10. We are very excited because we are in historic times when we can implement practical Kabbalah. All of the Kabbalists of all generations waited for. Nature is pressuring us to follow its plan while the whole world has become a single village. We have everything in our hands. We have our Kabbalist teacher. We have our sources. We have the method. And we never had so many people all around the world who are following the same method and trying to implement it. So Bnei Baruch has to take this leading role as Rav is teaching us. And as one man with one heart, we have to lead humanity towards the Creator. Thank you, L'chaim le'baruch. Back to Petah Tikva.
We're going to read an excerpt from the sources in Bala Sulam, Shemati 205. Wisdom cries out in the streets. One must work and believe that one's work is above reason, even though one's senses tell him that his work is within reason. It's so to the contrary. Previously, he saw that the reason did not obligate the servitude, and then he had to work above reason and say that there is real reason in it. This means that he believes that the servitude is the actual reality. And afterwards, it is the opposite, as all his work compels him, his reason. In other words, the dvikut impels him to work. Again. One must work and believe that one's work is above reason, even though one's senses tell him that his work is within reason. It is to the contrary. Previously, he saw that the reason did not obligate the servitude, and then he had to work above reason and say that there is real reason in it. This means that he believes that the servitude is the actual reality. And afterward, it is the opposite, as all his work compels him, his reason. In other words, the dvikut impels him to work.
A question for an active workshop. How can we awaken the friends through the 10 so they will stay in serving the Creator above reason, regardless of what reason shows us against the Kut with the Creator? Again, how do we awaken the friends through the 10 so they remain in serving the Creator above reason, regardless of what reason shows us, against Dvikut with the Creator.
That's the exact place of the work, with our schedule, with arranging for ourselves times for Torah, and even though sometimes our reason shows us different things, we ourselves give our half shekel in doing the actions.
Through example and acting out together.
Gershon.
To see working with the ten, to awaken them to work in above reason. I connect to what Shai said, we have to help one another. Those frameworks that we've defined for ourselves.
We have to set examples, participate and practice in everything that each of us does, and how we all have our difficulties in this, and yet he does it. So we will all be impressed by each other, and also put myself in commitment each time anew toward the ten, and each time increase the commitment, so that my ego, on one hand, will want to run away, but on the other hand, will create in me the need to ask for the strength to go above reason. David.
Only the ten you can go above reason, first of all. This is exactly the kind of action that a person does that he needs to do towards the ten, which is seemingly not his natural part. And in the continuation of that, you have to also look at what the reason is, because a person on his own doesn't have really the strength to do this. He doesn't get his forces from his friends and for the benefit of his friends and to bring contentment to the Creator, which becomes something more tangible. So, yes, do everything like friends said. This is why we have Rabash, who's helping us integrate in friends, nullify one another. And then you have why and from where you're going to have the strength to do this.
We have to also turn to the upper one to remember and remind each other that if we want to do something, it has to come from the Creator, a request, a prayer, to speak to the Creator as a ten all day.
Yes, I need to nudge the Creator all day long, and we have my friends. Understand, the friends need this help, or that there's no reasons to do this, but the Creator really wants, yearns, and expects us to constantly be not leaving Him, constantly want Him to give our friends support and help, and to constantly ask for Him to connect the ten. And then if we permanently, constantly be in that, and just have friends that are just like in Ramchal duty, not forgetting this request, and every friend, even if he disconnects here and there from the effort of being above reason, will feel like a pillow, he falls into the hands of the friends and they catch him, and he feels the strength to rise again and pray for the rest of the friends.
Yeah, and by each of us annulling himself, depicting the greatness of the friends, that they are already in this work. That's number one. Number two, I agree with the friends that through prayer, as I've said yesterday evening, we don't leave and we nag the Creator.
Okay, hello dear friends. Question for a silent workshop. We pray to the Creator to stay within one collective Hisaron and one intention during the lesson, so we can receive the light that reform. Again, question for a silent workshop. We pray to the Creator to stay within one collection Hisaron, one collective Hisaron, and one intention during the lesson, so we can receive the light that reform.
Dudi, I think we're going to start with from the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah.